At the beginning of Parshas Balotra, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of the hadlat of the menorah. And then it has a very brief one pasuk review almost of how to build the menorah. Zem ma'aseh ha-menorah. Miksha zahav ad-yirechat percha mikshahi kamareh asher hara Hashem es Moshe kenasas ha-menorah. Because that's the one for me, the zem ma'aseh ha-menorah, even this is the ma'aseh ha-menorah. Want another ma'aseh ha-menorah, you open up Hashem's truma. What does it mean, the zem? So Rashi quotes Chazal, Sheher'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe a vision of what the menorah looked like. And he pointed with his finger and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, look at this. I guess in the sky or somewhere there was this vision of what the menorah looked like. Because Moshe couldn't figure out how the menorah is supposed to look. Even he heard Parshas Truma. He knew Parshas Truma. He knew what it said there, but he couldn't figure out how the whole thing was supposed to look. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. L'kach ne'amar v'zeh. That's why he says, v'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah. I've listened to Alfred Zatzal. In the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Sabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, probably the Talmud Mubarak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, said that in this very short Rashi, there's a very important message. This is Mashal L'mah HaDavar Domeh. Somebody is instructed to go build a house. He's given all the raw materials. There's all the wood and all the cement and all the bricks. Everything that he needs. And he's told, go build a house. But he's never built a house before. So, he could get started. I'll try doing one thing, I'll try doing something else. But if you never built a house before, and all you're told is, go build a house, you might in the end be somewhat successful in building one. But you'll be spending a tremendous amount of time and energy, wasted time often, and wasted energy, and wasted raw materials, trial and error trying to figure out which is the right way to build a house. You'll try this, no, that's a mistake, you try something else, that doesn't work, you'll try this, maybe this is successful, you go to the next step, no. Or, a person could be shown the blueprint. Build a house, and this is how you build a house. These are the blueprints. Here you dig the foundation, here you lay the cement, here you build the woodwork, here you do it step by step. When you're given the blueprint of how to build a house, it's so much easier. It's still a lot of work. But at least you know you're going in the right direction. And you can avoid so much wasted time and energy because you have the blueprint. We don't want to build houses necessarily. But people do want to build homes. They do want to build their lives. They want to build their future. Ki ner mitzvah the Torah or. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the raw materials to build our homes and to build our future. And we can do it trial and error. I'll try this, I'll try that. But Kadosh Baruch Hu makes life easier for us. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out how to do things as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hero Be'etzba. Because he points, this is how you do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us to. He gives us the Torah. And he gives us a guide. And he says, you want to know how to build the future, you want to know how to build your life, you want to know how to build your home. Here's the menorah. Here's the yard. Here's the Torah. But this is a blueprint. It's not easy. It's still a lot of hard work. But at least we know we're headed in the right direction. At least we can save ourselves so much wasted time and energy because we're doing things totally in the wrong way. Many, many months have passed since the first Sunday night, Night Seder. Here it is, my boy. To be honest, I don't even remember what parsha it is, was. I don't remember what I said. Maybe somebody here does. But to a certain extent, I remember you. Collectively. And most of you, please don't take this too long, but most of you are high school kids. Okay, man. High school kids, you're looking forward to having a great year in high school. That's very typical. But that's not who you are now. You're no longer high school kids. You're young adults. And there is definitely a sense that you're thinking of how to build your future. How to build your homes, how to build your life. Many conversations, many different people here, the faculty, trying to figure out from a very mature point of view, what's best. Now, even if we were the wisest people in the world, we had all the time, there's no way that we could sit down and cover every single possible aspect of all the decisions that you need to make now and in the future. You don't know what life has in store for us. So what do you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hara Lanu Be'etzba. He says, I can't tell you precisely right now what to do. But I can show you the blueprint. The blueprint and the blueprint are right behind me on the shelf. This is the blueprint. Torah has the blueprint how to build our homes, how to build our lives, how to build our future. And if we've been successful, if we hope to be successful in one thing, I would like to think that we've shown you where the blueprints are, and giving you a certain degree of ability to translate those blueprints into action. You have a Tanakh, and you have all different Chazal. You have a Shulchan Aruch, and you have all sorts of Hashkafas that can guide you now and in the future for all the decisions that you have to make. There's one other sefer. It's a small little sefer. You reach out. It's called a sefer. We know it very well. But I think we underestimated the value. We use it to die. But we also should use it to talk to Hashem. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing when we're davening. We talk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. We say it every day, Shomea Tfila. You know what that's like? That
HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen. Try to get an appointment with some high official, some government official, that he should give you 3 minutes of his time. If you have enough protects here, you know, maybe after months. And here, 3 times a day, twice a day, whatever you want. You have a Kaddish Baruch Hu with you. When you need guidance, speak to him. Ask. Say Chomi Nadas, Shmanes. So we want wisdom to make wise decisions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. And he communicates back. Not the same way we communicate with him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many messages. And when he wants you to get the message, if you ask and you listen carefully, and Bezos Hashem will get the message. And then we'll be able to build our lives and our future. The Pasuk says, Kamareh Asher Hara Hashem Esmosh.